Hear ye, friends, neighbors, countrymen. Gather around the internet, for the Infotainment Podcast is about to begin. Hi, my name is Randy. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome all my subscribers, listeners, new listeners, commenters to my 95th episode of Infotainment. First up for your podcast perusal, I did run across a picture of a bumper sticker of sorts, and it is, if you're a woman above the waist, but below the waist, you still have a wiener schnitzel, you're going to be in trouble with this man, because it says, if you belong in this bathroom, then it's got a picture of the pretty much universal bathroom sign for a man. And then it says, and you follow my daughter or my wife into this bathroom. And it has the international sign for the woman's bathroom. And it says, you're going to need this bathroom. And then it has the wheelchair accessible sign right there.
Yo, face, sucker!
So this guy would not be happy if you did that.
Fight! K.O.
I don't know how he would tell, but that's the way it goes. The next item I have for you, it kind of comes under the same heading. You better be careful on who you piss off, because it is a road rage incident. Not your typical one, but this moped-like motorbike cuts off a 10-speed bicyclist. But the bicyclist has a unique way of getting back at him. He has a fireworks tube strapped to his bike. He must have had problems before. And the motorbike doesn't have enough speed to really get away from the guy. And he starts shooting some pretty high-powered rockets at this guy. It's not your everyday sparkler or bottle rocket that shot at the guy. It was funny as hell. The guy deserved it. And he ended up dumping his bike and starting to run. But the guy shooting the fireworks had pretty good aim for the most part. He almost tagged the guy right on the bike with one of the rockets. But we're going to all listen to it now. That guy was probably lucky he didn't have a direct hit on the moped driver, it would probably cause a major crash or an explosion. I don't know if there was any gas, if something landed right on the gas tank, I don't know. But it probably would have ended up very badly. But as it was, he dumped his bike and started running. And I thought it was a rather ingenious way of getting back at somebody who was trying to cut him off and do other weird stuff in front of him with his motorbike there. I'm surprised we don't see more of that kind of stuff here in the U.S. Just think of the things you could hook up to your vehicle. Ooh, not good. Jiffy or Skippy, creamy or chunky, peanut butter is involved in my next news story. And this weird news, a man covers himself in peanut butter and walks around dog park after losing bet. Besides the peanut butter, Steven Schrout walked around the dog park in a golden Speedo. A man in Arlington, Texas, who came in last in his fantasy football league, had to do a very nutty thing as punishment. Walk around a dog park covered in head to toe in peanut butter. Steven Schrout, 25, had never played fantasy football before this year, but decided to join the league with some high school friends who had been playing together since 2009, according to WFAA TV. It was my first year, and I didn't do any kind of studying at first. I just kind of jumped in, a Schrout told the station. He was dogged by bad luck from the beginning when his top draft choice, Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell, ended up sitting out the entire season. As a result, Schrout was given the choice of paying $250 to the winning person or perform a humiliating stunt. This sounds like something I would pay the $250 for, just because I might attract attention of the popo police in this thing, and given a worse deal than paying $250. If they really wanted to humiliate him, they probably would have had him lay down for the dogs. Schrout chose to do the stunt, though, standing in a Dallas dog park for 10 minutes. Only 10 minutes. I should have given him a half hour. Clad only in a gold Speedo and, oh yeah, covered in peanut butter. They don't say which brand, chunky or smooth. I said, that's not a big challenge. No one believed me. They're like, no way is he going to do it, Schrout told the station. But Schrout went through the challenge last Wednesday, hoping to get out of the sticky situation without a hitch. My strategy was to do it as fast as possible and hope that not many people would see me, Schrout said, according to Fox 8 News. A lot of the dog owners just wondered what I was doing, and then when I said I lost the bet, they all laughed. Although Schrout hoped to fulfill the terms of the bet without being seen too much, video of his experience has gone viral. Still, he has learned a valuable lesson. I will play fantasy football again, but probably not with the same guys, Schrout told WFAA TV with a laugh. Well, and my advice to this guy, I think I would retire while I'm behind. I would have paid the $250 instead of doing that. Hopefully the guy only let the dog lick his sticky fingers. My next item for your podcast perusal is Unlicensed gun owner accidentally shoots himself in penis. The victim who remains in the hospital didn't have a license to carry a handgun, in Indiana, police said. The unlicensed gun owner is recovering in a hospital after accidentally shooting himself in the penis. Mark Anthony Jones, 46, told police in Marion that he was taking a morning walk when the High Point 9mm handgun he was carrying in his waistband began to slip, according to the smoking gun. Jones told police that when he reached down to adjust, boy, did he get an adjustment. When he reached down to adjust the unholstered gun, it discharged, shooting a bullet that entered just above his penis and exited his scrotum. Oh my God. According to a Marion Police Department news release posted on Facebook. Oh, that, why I would think most cops or whatever, most people would put that in the backside of your waistband, around by the back, but what a painful way to get charged with being unlicensed and having that happen to your area, private area, that God only meant to be treated nicely. In other news, today I got a like from a celebrity, Mr. Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker. Actually liked a comment I left. Some people were giving him grief because he used the wrong emoji on a tweet he did. So I wrote, in my book, you have Chuck Norris status. You can do no wrong. So that was kind of neat. Unfortunately, he didn't retweet it. Kind of nice all the same. From all things I've heard and read about him, he's a great guy. From this point forward, I will be using the Rode Procaster microphone and PSA-1 boom arm. I just received it today, and it sounds so much better than the Blue Yeti Pro on here with the big bottom selected on the Rodecaster Pro mixer. And it makes my voice sound so much sexier. Can you hear it in the dulcet tones? Now I have this topic for your podcast perusal. I do not know how or why I've gotten on Scientology's radar, but every once in a while I get this achievement, a little booklet from them. And this time it is about the purification program. Now, I've been watching Leah Remini's program on how to get out of Scientology and what Scientology entails. According to her, she reached, I forget what they call it, but she got to like level 5, where you get lots of homework in Scientology. They also are told to tattle on Scientologists who step out of line. And she once wrote up a report about Tom Cruise. She did not approve of his jumping up on the couch on the Oprah Winfrey show when he was professing his love for Katie Holmes. And she got in real trouble for that. Because it seems Tom Cruise is kind of the crown jewel of Scientology, it would seem. And she says that he has like a harem of Scientologists around him at pretty much all the time to do his bidding. I don't know. If you've ever watched the show Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel, they did a program once about one of the earliest buildings that L. Ron Hubbard had. And according to them, they were hunting spirits. According to them, L. Ron Hubbard and his followers at the time, I think this was way before Dianetics and when he was trying to find his way into it, I guess, they did some freaky shit. But according to Leah Remini, I would probably be making a show about Scientology too if I had spent as much money as she had trying to find a way. She was indoctrinated into it at a very early age, and she spent a ton of money on that. After a letter about Tom Cruise, she got sent down to Clearwater, Florida for interrogation, and it went on for like 3 months. Unbelievable. Well, I got two cards here, and if you, I suppose, want to get on the radar even more to fill them out and send them in, one thing is they want to know everything about you. I'm sure how much money you're worth. Let's see, how toxic are you? And all the information. Have you ever felt fatigue now and then for no apparent reason? Do you sometimes feel wooden and lifeless? Have you ever experienced drug flashbacks? No. Do you feel less alert than you used to? Well, I think that kind of comes with an older age, too. Do you sometimes get a feeling of lightheadedness or a feeling of being spaced out? Do you feel irritable without reason or cause? Do you have less energy and vitality than you used to? There again, coming with older age. Do you find it difficult to get excited about people or things? Do you feel anxious and don't know why? Do you have trouble reading or trouble learning new things when you are interested in them? No, since I'm kind of a electronics junkie, I figured out hooking up this mixer and microphone setup all on my lonesome. And I got a number for you to call. Actually, I think they do have a TV station. You can watch it on DirecTV 320. Tune in online, Scientology. Let's see, on Sundays at 8 p.m., and we got L. Ron Hubbard in his own voice. Inside Scientology, Destination Scientology, Meet a Scientologist. Voices for Humanity, L. Ron Hubbard Library presents. 8:30 Thursdays, you can see I Am a Scientologist. Documentary Showcase, Citizens Commission on Human Rights. Documentaries. Schedule may vary by region. Visit our online universe, Scientology.tv. Learn about our founder, his life and legacy. If you have a lot of money, maybe some day you might want to check into that, because you'll be spending a lot of it to get to the different levels and then finding out that it's kind of a load of crap up the level you go. And she kind of explains why she wanted to get out of it. But then you are targeted if you do leave. What a joke. I should just state my income and send it back to them. And they probably wouldn't send me another thing. That's the way it goes. Well, a lot of it's from the first start of it. A lot of it makes sense. Let's see, go through the purification program beyond any physical damage. They may cause many drugs, marijuana, peyote, morphine, heroin, to name but a few, have another liability. They directly affect the person's mind. As one example, LSD, originally designed for psychiatric use, can reportedly make schizophrenics out of normal people. But to better understand these mental effects of drugs, it is necessary to know something about what the mind is. As people go through life, their minds record pictures of everything. They perceive moment by moment, 24 hours a day. These mental images, pictures are three-dimensional color pictures that contain all perceptions. All that the individual has sensed, heard, felt, smelled, tasted, and experienced. And blah, 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 blah. You know, it all sounds so great at first, but no way. I suppose that when you go clear, I guess that's the ultimate goal. And after you spent a ton of money, like Leah Remini did, you might get to meet David Miscavige, the head of it now. And she claims that there has been physical abuse of people, that if you roll your eyes at Miscavige, you know, you're likely to get some problems. Anything against Scientology, I would not do in front of those people. But being sent to, well, basically it was just punishment for ratting on Scientology's golden boy, Tom Cruise. She was sent to Clearwater, Florida for 3 months of homework and, I suppose, memory reconstruction into the ways of Scientology, the proper methods. But I would hate to be involved in a religion that would have you rat out people that were not doing things exactly the way that they think should be done. So it would be interesting to hear from a Scientologist just exactly what they get out of it at a higher level. Because Leah Remini says, once you get to a certain level, you're given a briefcase that you have to put on your person, and it's locked, and you keep it secret, and they take you into secret rooms where they go over all the information that's contained in the briefcase. And she thought, oh man, I'm going to really see some great information, but I guess she did not. So it's once you get into that, it's hard to get out. When you climb up the ladder, you find out what kind of a load of crap it is. So my message to Scientology is stop sending me your booklets. This is for the people that remember the good old days when you had to go down to the video store and actually rent VHS videotapes, only to find out the movies that you wanted to rent were all out and couldn't be rented, so you rented something you were only half-assed interested in. I remember Blockbuster up where I was. It was a Video Update, had so many stores, and we had in our town a movie gallery before they closed. Then we had Family Video, and this was all before Netflix, Amazon Prime, which I don't have anymore because I wanted to watch the movies that I wanted to watch because I paid a monthly fee, not the ones that required you to either rent or buy on top of your monthly fee, and then watch TV shows that didn't have all the seasons to them. So I stuck with the Netflix, and I got rid of CBS All Access, but that's a whole nother story. And we did have at least two Red Box centers here. I think we're now down to one, the local Walmart Supercenter. And I will tell you, if you would like to regain that old time experience, there is one Blockbuster left on the planet. And for some reason, I think I saw a story a few years ago that it was up in Alaska, either in Anchorage or Fairbanks. But not according to this story. They say it's lonely at the top. Well, it's tough not to be at the top when you're the only store left. But that's what Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon discovered when the only other store in the world was located in Australia announced it was closing. And it says, bye-bye, Blockbuster. It is with great sadness that we have to inform you that our last day of renting will be Thursday, the 7th of March. Our sale will begin Friday, the 8th March, until our doors close for good on the 31st of March at 6 p.m. All stock must go. And they thank their customers for their support and friendship from everyone at Blockbuster. Now, in this town, we don't have a movie theater yet, since the mall owners didn't give a crap what was in there and let the building deteriorate, and then it was demolished. And even for a time, that mall movie theater actually was functional, but had roof leaks. So there were buckets around inside the actual theaters. But one time I just started Family Video, and I rented something that I thought would not come to Netflix for some time. And it was the latest Star Wars movie. And of course, a couple weeks later, it was on Netflix. I rented there a couple times, and then they closed their doors. So I am stuck with just Netflix at this time. I have not tried Hulu. I hear that is a good service. We shall see. Although Sandy Harding, the general manager of the Oregon Blockbuster, is excited that hers is the last Blockbuster on the planet, she expressed her condolences for friends at the Australia store. "We all have a kinship with the other Blockbusters," Harding told CNN. "The Oregon location has been open for more than 20 years. It offers customers the newest movie releases, but Harding says the classic older titles are the store's bread and butter. You can go to Redbox and you can get the new titles, but they don't have the older ones," Harding said. "Netflix and Amazon don't have everything either. I can attest to that. Coming in last, it has its perks. After the last couple Blockbusters closed in Alaska." Oh, there's that reference there. I guess there were some in Alaska. "In 2018, the Ben store celebrated becoming the sole Blockbuster in America by selling t-shirts and hats," Harding said. "Now earning the title of the last one on the planet is not hurting us," Harding said. "In fact, it will probably be good for business and attract more nostalgia-seeking visitors." The general manager said she has seen people come from all over the world to to relive fond memories or experience the novelty of a floppy disk. They don't say if they have the back room with the creaky saloon doors, but I do not believe they do. Let's see, it is kind of they say it's a relic from the past. At its prime in the early 2000s, Blockbuster boasted more than 9,000 stores across the nation. Popular among movie watchers and video game renters, people flocked to Blockbuster to find flicks or games to unwind with. But the company's business model soon became stale when Netflix and Redbox started providing on-demand digital services. In 2010, Blockbuster declared bankruptcy and was bought by Dish Network. Soon after Blockbuster began closing its doors, though some franchise locations tried to stick it out, by April 2017, only 10 Blockbuster stores remained in the U.S. Against all odds, the location in the small town of Bend has persevered. "We're proud to still be open." Hey, if they want a place to open a store here and offer something different from Netflix sooner, come to Worthington, Minnesota, since Family Video gave up the ghost. But I don't suppose it would survive here. You know what I would like to see? And it would probably, this will most likely won't happen. In fact, I don't see it ever happening, but I would like to see a website called The Nation's Movie Theater, where you could see first-run movies over the internet on a specific website. I don't know if they could handle that kind of volume, but it would take a major doing. But I'd pay regular movie-going rates if I could watch first-run stuff over the internet. But I have noticed Netflix getting some popular movies quicker, like the latest Avenger movie is on Netflix, and Ant-Man and the Wasp, and a few others. But I'd like to see Spider-Man Homecoming on there, because I actually liked it better than whatchamacallit with Thanos and his Infinity Stones. Maybe the second one will be a little better, but they're just getting to be too many superheroes in one thing. I would like to see more movies with just like two, like Civil War, I think it was called. No, not that. The Winter Soldier, with just basically Captain America and the Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff. And even if there was an Iron Man 4 where he gets a new gal pal, because I guess Gwyneth Paltrow does not want to do him anymore. I don't even know if she's in this movie that's coming up for that one. The franchise of Avengers called Endgame. And we don't know if there's going to be anything beyond that. I know there's going to be a Spider-Man film after that. So that'll be interesting to see. I do like the interplay between Tony Stark and the kid Spider-Man. So we shall see. But if you want the old time experience, you can go to Bend, Oregon and visit the Blockbuster that is still open. Well, I just went through a marathon editing session, and I think it's time to call Red Alert and warp drive this episode of Infotainment to the interwebs. I would like to thank all my listeners to this program over the years. And you can Twitter, you can Twitter me at Randy Podcaster. You can email me at randyms12@gmail.com, randyms12.blogspot.com for my blog, and all the other things. You can check out my Infotainment Facebook page. Become a subscriber, and because it's fun for all ears. And that was about it. I would like to thank you and say have a pleasant day and have a happy ending tonight.